Welcome to Al Berman Live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California. This is episode 74. 74, folks. And, you know, I usually give the weather report. And I have to tell you, had I done this podcast about an hour and a half ago, I would be telling you about what an incredible heat wave we're having. It's a heat wave, right? Where the heat goes, wave goes with heat. I mean, we were up to 100 degrees today, maybe more. But now it's dipped. It's dipped down to something like 93. It's 88 degrees. It's dropping. We went 12 degrees. What's going on here, folks? I'm getting a little nervous. The weather, and just all of a sudden, it's just going down so quickly. I mean, I didn't even go out to do my exercise today. Yesterday, I did exercise in 100 degree heat, and I thought, I'm not going to do it today. So I'm going to, I guess I'll go out and do my exercise later, after I get done with this, or something like that. You know, what am I talking about that exercise for? Let's move on. But we've had record. We had record. I don't know if it's record heats, but a lot of. I mean, think somewhere Death Valley, wherever that it's somewhere in the desert, not far from here. Was like 129, 139 degrees. Isn't that, that's like unearthly. Or maybe, I think in Africa they have that kind of, parts of Africa they have that kind of heat. Remember one time I was doing a gig, I think it was Tucson or Phoenix, Arizona. I was going to go there, and there were these girls that lived in my building at the time. And they were warning me, be careful, because it was really hot then. And they said, you know, if you get to like 112 degrees or 115, they said, your brain starts to boil. And I thought to myself, if my brain didn't boil during the years when I was doing my drugs, I'm not going to worry about some friggin' heat. Okay? Okay? All right. Enough of that. Enough of that. Enough of that kind of rhetoric and ranting on that nature. Okay, what's going on? I've got to say that my go-to market, which I've never actually revealed the name, although I'm sure many of you have guessed it, if you know me personally. Why have I not revealed it? I guess I was trying to protect some of the people that work there, and I think I might have named them by name. So I'm going to keep it at that for now. I have to say, it's my go-to market is becoming, it's actually becoming almost like my default market now. My default? It's your default. Yeah, the market. Because the one I'm going to more is I'm going to Ralph's Market like three times a week I've been going. You know, the way I shop. I shop like a bachelor every day pretty much. And, you know, I used to have a Ralph's. I used to have a Ralph's card, which I no longer can find, because it's been years and years and years since I went to Ralph's. And I guess eventually I decided to put the card away, and I'm not the most organized guy in the world, and it's somewhere in my studio apartment, and I'll find it someday. And so I've been going there, and you really can. That's one thing I've noticed about Ralph's, is they've got certain items that were discontinued at my go-to market, Ralph's has. There's a protein bar that was discontinued. Not only does Ralph's have it, but they have it in like 5, 6, 7, 8 other flavors as well that I never even knew about. Okay? This ice cream that I liked, was discontinued. Well, I found it at Ralph's, okay? That was thanks to my orthopedic doctor. He's got a radio show, and he mentioned he was going to interview the person that was head of that ice cream company, and he mentioned that you can get it at Ralph's. Anyway, but not only that, the protein bars, the prices are way cheaper than my go-to market. Really, it's amazing. I got spoiled at the go-to market because they're so kind of upscale. You know, you just pull your cart to the checkout stand, and they the checker reaches in and takes out your groceries. You don't put it on the conveyor belt. They do. So I got a bit lazy about that. But I find when I go to Ralph's, hey, you know, because I'm getting in better shape now, I can take my own groceries out of my cart and put them on the conveyor belt, especially if I'm saving money. And it's not just saving money. They've remodeled the place. They've got a lot of good stuff. And anyway, whenever I've gone there, maybe three or four times last couple weeks. And I mentioned I don't have my card, and they don't have applications for the card. Oh, here's what happened. I think I mentioned. Well, they asked me my phone number, and I gave my landline, which was the only number I had at the time, and it said that doesn't exist in the system. So I said, well, you know, I haven't used the card in many years. Is it possible they deleted me? They go, no, we never delete. Well, you know, what the heck's going on here? This is the number I used. So, but they have a card. They have their own sort of generic, it doesn't belong to anybody card. It belongs to the checker, I guess. So you come through, they'll still give you they'll use the card so you can get the discounts. And so that's good. And well, one thing that I don't like is that they have this self checkout thing, which I'm against because it's taking jobs away from humans, you know. But when I've gone there, I haven't seen anybody use it. Although the other day I was, going through there, and there was one of the Ralph's employees, and he was trying to steer me. Sir, would you like to go to the self checkout? You know, no. Would you like to jump in the lake, Mister? Do I look like a self checkout kind of guy? I wonder if you could rip off the place easily by doing a self checkout. You know, like what's to keep you? I mean, you go in. If you do a self checkout, what's to keep you from just throwing a couple of things? You know, not putting them on the conveyor thing or whatever the heck, you know, the thing that reads the prices. I guess there's people watching. Security. Why am I thinking that? Because, not that I want to rip them off. There was a time, folks, okay, way back in my drug days, I was pretty good at shoplifting. I was a master shoplifter. Nothing big. A lot in supermarkets, and I got stuff, okay? So I I kind of look around, and I always see I can recognize opportunities at times, but I don't act on them anymore. And, because I'm not going to do that. Look at me divulging my dark past. What a dark past I have. Anyway, I'm enjoying going there. And except there's because I have once a week now I'm doing my cheat days. So I kind of wanted to get some Entenmann's donuts, but not the big box. I wanted to get the little one with the little round chocolate ones. That was what I was looking for. And so I asked somebody that works there if they had cakes anywhere else besides their bakery there, and they said no. I said, really, you don't carry, because they have their own bakery. And I said, really, you don't carry Entenmann's? They go, oh, yeah, that would be in baked goods. So I was just, that's why I could never work in the food business. Because to me, it's all cake. Yeah, it's all, baked goods. Well, what about their bakery? There's baked goods there. Why do they call them baked goods? They call them baked bads. Hoi! Anyway, all right. So as we speak, I think this guy Edward Snowden, if you've been following, he's the guy, the whistleblower, that divulged information about the NSA spying on Americans, and I think he's still kind of in the airport in Russia. That's what I understand, but he's not in really Russian jurisdiction. He's in kind of that in-between phase. He's So Russia can't extradite him. They don't have the authority because he's not really in Russian soil. He's actually been in a food court, and it turns out that he could be extradited by hot dog on a stick. Sorry, I do that joke. But it's interesting what people say. I was talking to one of my neighbors, and she's actually was born in Russia. She's been here about 7 years, something like that. And she thought, I said, well, what do you think about this Snowden thing? And she said, I think he should be arrested. I go, why? She goes, because he's, he committed a crime by giving out secrets. Well, I don't know. I disagree. I don't think he gave out any secrets. He didn't give out, coordinates, missile codes, he didn't secrets. He just said that we're being spied on. He was alerting the American people, and they want to prosecute him for espionage. But I heard somebody on the radio say, "Well, espionage. The definition of espionage is when you're spying on your enemy, and so if." The NSA is spying on the American people. Hence, are we the enemy? You know what I'm saying? And I say this fully knowing that the NSA could be listening to me. And I tell you, I welcome them because I need all the podcast listeners I can get. I don't think it really jeopardized anything. I could be wrong. Listen, I'm not the smartest guy in the world, okay? I'm not the most political guy in the world, but I'm just saying he was just, I guess, alerting people, us, to the dangers. The stuff that we already knew. We already knew we're being listened to. But I was listening to one of these radio shows, and they said that everything has microphones in it. Now your dishwasher? Why would your dishwasher have a microphone in it? To record your dishes being washed? That seems a little crazy. But, people seem like this girl I was talking to, she seems to think that, if we can be kept safe from the terrorists by doing this, then it's worth it. And I quoted the old Ben Franklin line that those who give up freedom for security deserve neither. And she shot back right away. Didn't he have slaves? Whoa, man, she got me on that one, So, speaking of terrorists, they always look so mean and sullen in their pictures. I'm sure there's got to be pictures somewhere where this terrorist is smiling. If not, I want to recommend that terrorists start to smile, not only in pictures, but in life. Because if they start to smile, at some point, when you smile, you feel good. And then when you feel good, you just think to yourself, I don't want to be a terrorist anymore. I want to get out of this terrorist business. But the thing is, then you're going to incur the wrath of your peers. Because I don't know what's wrong with Amir. He's Amir. I got to say, like a Middle Eastern name. I don't know what's wrong with Amir. I don't know. He doesn't seem the same. He's all happy and joyful. I did go to my go-to market this past week. And, oh, by the way, I noticed on my playback last week, this might be happening when you're listening, that sometimes there's like a lisp in my conversation. And I think it's got, because I don't lisp, okay? It's got something to do with, it's got something to do with the way I'm recording this. This is the most grassroots, do-it-yourself version. And I'm probably going to have to update my equipment, as I go along to, because I was listening back and it just seemed like I was talking about something like, we went to the produce department. I don't speak like that. What is that? All right. Just giving a little disclaimer there in case you notice a lisp. Noticed a lisp. So I went to my go-to market this past week. And I ran into a Filipino security guard that works there a couple days a week. And he was so, he's kind of a middle-aged guy. And he was so happy to see me. Oh, ah, it's so good to see you. Look at you, you're walking so good. And I said, yeah, yeah, I'm starting to, you know, be able to, you know, work out somewhat. And he goes, well, that'd be good, and then you can lose weight. And I go, and I'm thinking, you know, I mean, I've lost quite a bit of weight. All right, granted, I got to lose more. But, you know, first of all, who says this to somebody? I would never say to anybody, like, oh, I mean, unless I knew him really well. And even if I knew him really well, it's a sensitive topic. But Filipinos, very often, I've noticed in their culture, they don't seem to have a filter in that area. And this guy, he's a chunkster. And I said to him, what about you? When are you going to lose weight? He goes, oh, yes, I have to lose weight, too. All right, well, then just why don't you here's a novel concept. Why don't you focus on your weight loss, and I'll focus on mine. Okay, mister? Okay. All righty. I was at Whole Foods yesterday, and there was a girl giving out samples of this aloe vera juice, and she claims you only have to take two little cupfuls a day, and it does all this great stuff for you. And she was rattling off this stuff, and I was impressed with her knowledge, although I wasn't sure that what she was saying was true. I was just impressed with the way she was saying it. And I said to her, wow, you're really good at this. You know your stuff. She goes, oh, yeah, I've been working on this for a week. So she's new to the company, and she got the information. But she said she's also benefited from this aloe vera juice. It does stuff for your skin, and you're this, and you're that, whatever. So it's pretty expensive, and I wasn't in the mood to buy it. So she gave me a brochure. She goes, well, here, take this brochure. And I think there's no bigger waste of time for me than if you give me a brochure. Because as much as I'm a reader, I generally will not get into your brochure. Although I have the brochure here, and I'm looking at it. I guess I could look at it a little bit. What the heck? It's not that big. Yeah, it's not that big of a brochure. But even so, I look at these brochures and I go, it's just words. How do I know what they're saying is true? Maybe they're trying to scam me. No, I don't know. Anyway, she gave me a brochure. And it tells you everything you need to know about this aloe vera juice. And it's really good for you in many, many ways. So, that's that. It's good for your, it's good for cardiovascular. It's good for digestive, antioxidant health. When 8 ounces are used daily, what are 8 ounces? Pretty crazy. What are you, nuts? What are you, crazy? By the way, I had a soda yesterday on my cheat day. Went out to eat with my friend Bill. Had a hamburger, bread, french fries, potatoes, and a root beer soda. Okay? Oh, man, was it good. Went to a place called The Habit. It's a funny name for a food joint. Name it after like a drug addict term. The Habit. Almost about, you know, seems like they should have, you know, junkies working there behind the counter, you know, nodding off, can I help you, sir? I feel like I'm trying to stand up bit, so I normally don't do that. But it seems like very almost like I'm in the beginning process of when I do stand up stuff, and I'm not really sure about, you know, where I'm going with it. And I felt like I've done that more than I really care to do today. Please forgive me. Please forgive me if that's been the case and been your experience with my podcast. I like to keep the podcast extremely conversational, and if I am working on anything that I think is sort of a bit, just kind of slipping it in there. But I felt a couple times today, I felt myself almost go into like stand-up mode, which I don't like to do. I like to keep it natural and normal. But sometimes when you're doing something completely new and you're not sure of, as in my case, I go into what's called stand-up mode. It's like airplane mode, Only it's for stand-ups. And it's a feature on your phone. No, anyway. Okay. This could also be considered like a stand-up bit here, which I may do at some point. I get these emails from corporations, you know, trying to sell me stuff. And the subject line, I don't like it when the subject line says, hey, H-E-Y, like they're one of my pals. Okay, you're not my pal. Don't give me a hey. I wouldn't send, you know, be professional, corporate people, you know. What, you know, send me a subject line that says, hi, we want to be your friend. And once we're your friend, then we'll say hey. But don't just say hey. Like, oh, hey. And I look and it's something they're trying to sell me, of course. I'm not against them trying to sell me anything. But don't do it with a hey when I don't know who you are. Okay? All right. And one thing I've noticed lately around my building here is that there are more smokers in this building now than ever before. And now, if you're new and you move into the building, you're not allowed to smoke inside the building, anywhere inside the building. Although, there is marijuana being smoked all over this place. I was out in the parking lot the other day. I was doing my laps in the parking lot, and I could clearly smell the marijuana coming out from a neighbor's apartment. And I was like, you know, and I happen to like the smell of marijuana. I think it smells good. I know that I cannot do it because it's gateway for me, gateway to other drugs, and I don't want to go there. And so I'm doing my laps. I smell the weed. You know, I hear somebody coughing. It's the middle of the day, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, unless you're some kind of artist, how productive are you being? You know, back in the day when I would smoke weed, you know, I'd smoke weed and I'd write songs. Not all the time, but I artists get a pass sometimes. You know, I know I'm being a little bit hypocritical, but the person I heard coughing, I don't think was an artist or is an artist or has ever been an artist, but is a weed smoker, I guess, because I smelled it. And then I came back into the courtyard to do my courtyard laps, and boy, oh boy, there was some marijuana being smoked in there too. And I don't know exactly. I have a suspicion who is smoking that, but I don't know the person that well enough. So when I see him, I don't want to say like, "Hey, sparking it up, eh?" So I'm not saying anything. So I'm assuming people have their cards. If they don't, it's practically legal anyway. And I don't care, you know. I don't care. If people want to smoke marijuana, I don't care. Smoke it. Smoke them if you got them. I don't want it blown in my face because I don't want to get a contact high. Okay? But if, you know, I'm walking down the walkway and I smell it, well, it's kind of like it's like a perfume. Weed by Calvin Klein. Okay, last but not least, there's a guy who's staying here. He's visiting a couple of neighbors. He's visiting these two other neighbors that live together. And he's a nice guy. He's from New York. He's got from Brooklyn. And he's got that real Brooklyn accent, okay? And I love, from the first time I met him, and I heard that accent, I just, you know, love talking to this guy. And we talk occasionally when we see each other. And we get along. Nice guy. You know, it seems like a nice guy. I don't know. Maybe he's not a nice guy. But so far, so good. And so the other night, I was going out to throw some garbage, which I'm going to do after this podcast. Okay, folks? I'm going to throw some garbage out. And you can't stop me. So I was throwing some garbage. I was going to throw some garbage out. So I'm in the courtyard, and it was one of those nights where it was still hot. And he came. He was outside, I guess, smoking a cigarette. And he had his shirt off. And he's heavily tattooed. So, you know, we're talking. I say, hey, what's going on? We're talking. I don't mind the guy's got his shirt off. You know what? He's got no fat on him. If I had a body like that, I might be walking around with no shirt on. But I don't, okay? So I'm keeping my shirt on. So, I'm talking to him, and I see this one tattoo. It's like, where the heck was it? It's like, I guess it was on his trunk. You know, it was on his trunk. He's got them on. He's kind of sleeved on his arms, and he's got them on. He's got other ones on his trunk, but he's got one that said two words, J-U-S-T, just, and the second word was B-R-E-A-T-H, breath, just breath. And I thought, that's an odd saying, just breath. It sounds almost dismissive, like, ah, it's just breath. What are you worried about? What do you need breath for? So I asked him about it. I go, what is that? He goes, oh, this is my newest tattoo. I know, but what does that mean? He goes, well, it just means, you know, like, you like chill, like, you know, just breathe. I go, but it doesn't say, it says just, it's not spelled right. Is that what you wanted? He goes, yeah, just breathe. I go, dude, that's just breath. It's like a sitcom moment. He goes, really? I go, hold on. I asked him to hold my garbage bags as I took out my iPhone, and I have dictionary.com on there. And so I looked it up, and lo and behold, I said, there's an E at the end of breathe. There's an E at the end of breath, which makes it breathe. I mean, it's, and he was like, really? I mean, he was just totally, completely amazed. And he had no idea. And so he said, well, I got to go. And he still got room to put the E. It's right. It's almost up against his other tattoo. I said, well, you got room? Maybe you could put the E under the H. So just breathe. He goes, no, it's got to be next to the H. I go, I'm surprised the person who did your tattoo didn't question you about this. I mean, here I am. I'm not even a tattoo artist. So he's going to go back and get an E. And I'm not saying this to say that he's not intelligent. No, I'm not putting him down. I'm just, you know, it's kind of funny. It's kind of one of those, look at Dan, remember when Dan Quayle thought potato had an E at the end of it? It's just, whatever. Not everybody's a good speller. I happen to, when I was in elementary school, or what we called in my hometown grammar school, I was pretty good at spelling. I just was one of those guys that could spell. And for the most part, I still can. So, and especially a word like breathe. You know, I'm not going to let that go. So, but it was such a sitcom moment. You know, just breathe. That's not breathe, it's breath. You sure? I'm sure. Here, let me look at the phone. Thank God for smartphones. Boy, otherwise we would have had to go and find some heavy-duty dictionary. Now we get instant information. Piped right to our phones. All right, that's it. That's it, folks. We've come to the end of another wonderful podcast. Thanks to all and any who listen to the podcast. My recovery on my hips is doing pretty well. I'm exercising very well. I'm weaning myself off the cane. And I don't mean the cocaine. Every time I say I'm weaning myself off the cane, I feel like I'm weaning myself off the cocaine. That's what it sounds like. But the cane with the walking cane. And hope to be off it completely very soon. So thanks again, everybody and anybody. Until next time, this is Al Berman live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California.